Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Have abused children been put in greater harm's way by the very people who are supposed to protect them? Reports in the Lansing State Journal point to an answer of yes. And now state lawmakers are promising to investigate alleged faking of records by Department of Health and Human Services officials in at least 7 counties. Lansing State Journal reporter Justin Hinckley is here with us now. Justin, you've been talking to Health and Human Services workers. What are they telling you?
Well, I've talked to some current and former DHHS employees, and essentially what they're saying is that the department is under federal oversight. There was a federal lawsuit back in 2008, and they're saying that that lawsuit put in some requirements in terms, some limits in terms of the number of cases that child welfare employees could work. And what the employees are telling me and what some of the documents I've seen show is that they are shuffling cases around in the database to make it look like they are meeting those caseload limits when in fact they are not.
So we need to understand why it's important to remember that federal order to limit the caseloads because they were put under federal oversight in 2008. What was the reason for that?
Well, there were a handful of child deaths in the early 2000s that led to a New York group called Children's Rights to file a federal lawsuit, essentially demanding a lot of reforms to the state's child welfare programs. And that happened in 2008. They put in a number of reforms, including those limits, requiring some more meetings between employees and supervisors, things of that nature.
All right. So they're supposed to be, caseworkers are supposed to be limited in the number of cases. And so take us deeper into what this case shuffling looks like.
So I think the example that stands out the most is that there will be employees who are out of the office on an extended medical leave, for example, and on days where the state is reporting those caseloads up to the federal court, those employees who are not in the office will receive a caseload essentially as a way to spread the cases out more evenly. So there's no employee in the office, no employee working the case, but they'll have these cases assigned to them so that the ratio looks better than it actually is. And in one instance in Marquette County, there was records that showed there was an employee who was out of the office for 6 weeks. She had a dozen cases on her load the whole time she was gone.
And this is, I want to be real clear here. So let's say these dozen cases that this Marquette worker had on her caseload while she's out of the office, are they just then in limbo? They aren't being covered by other workers?
That isn't entirely clear. It's not clear who, if anyone, was working those cases. I saw some emails and talked to a former employee out of Berry County who said that she, in 2015, inherited a number of cases from what was called the ghost load. And in that instance, it appears that those cases weren't worked for several weeks. She talked about there was a case that was nearly dropped over lack of evidence. And when she got on the case, she went and she drug tested the parents and found out that they were still doing drugs and those kids should not have been returned to the home. I talked to a parent out of Berry County who said that he had a newborn daughter who was in foster care. He was trying to work with the department and do what needed to be done, but he said that there were months where he couldn't get a hold of anyone at the Berry County DHHS office.
Is there also any sense, as you talk to workers, Justin, and you've been working into these stories, that indeed workers do have a caseload that exceeds that federal ceiling?
All of the current and former employees that I talked to said that they are often over those limits.
And then, so what is this meaning for children? Is there any understanding of harm that has directly come to children because of this alleged case shuffling and the record shuffling?
I don't have any examples, specific examples of kids who have come to harm, although there were some talk from some of the employees, things that I couldn't quite nail down for this story. But those caseload limits were put in place essentially so that the employees have the time that they need to work the cases the way that they need to be worked. And with the employees being over the limits, then they say they don't have time to meet with families as regularly as they need to or to monitor the progress in the way that they should.
So here we have former workers and some current workers claiming that their supervisors are basically trying to game the federal caseload limit. What counties are we talking about, Justin?
Well, there are at least seven counties. There's Marquette, Muskegon, Barry, Ingham, St. Clair, Monroe, and Wayne, where I've either seen documents and or talked to current former employees. All of the employees who I talked to said that they hear from their coworkers in other counties that similar things are happening there.
So it's a very consistent theme to these stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what has the Department of Health and Human Services said as you have presented these stories to them?
So they said that they heard some similar allegations in the past raised by the state employee union. They looked into them, and basically all they've said is that when they looked into these cases, they found out that everything was being done on the up and up. Everything was done appropriately. They said that probably what's happening is that the employees are misunderstanding what's really going on with the cases. They said, for example, that one supervisor may allocate some cases not knowing that another supervisor had already dispersed them in some other way, and so there's just a communication problem that makes it look like the cases are being shuffled around. But all the employees who I talked to said it's just ridiculous to think that they're not understanding what's going on.
What have you been told now by lawmakers who have been reading your reports in the Lansing State Journal?
Yeah, I reached out to the chairman of both the House and Senate oversight committees, as well as the committees in charge of families and children policy. All of them were shocked. They said that they hadn't heard anything like this before, and they all promised to look into it, to have hearings, and to get DHHS to explain what's going on.
And it's very clear from your piece in the Lansing State Journal that lawmakers are hoping to hear from other employees who may have stories of their own?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, I've handed out contact information to the Oversight Committee chairman, to all the sources who I talked to. Many of them promised to reach out. And yeah, they want to hear from as many employees as they can.
Now, in your first story that you did earlier this month, Justin, you talk about the fact that the late state representative John Kivala of Marquette had asked Governor Snyder to investigate worries over official records manipulation in Marquette County. So it seems like this has been kind of percolating.
Yeah, absolutely. I had heard some things before Rep. Kivala wrote his letter, but his letter is really what got the ball rolling on these stories. After I read his letter and reported on what he was asking of the administration, that's when I started making more phone calls and was able to pull all of this together. And he said that he had been hearing some concerns for several months up in Marquette County.
I guess, what do we watch for now? If the idea that children are being exposed to harm by cases not being, actively worked on, being ghost cases, if you will, what needs to happen and what should we keep our eye on for? Because it's going to be a while, I suspect, for legislative wheels to grind as they investigate.
Yeah, so there's the federal lawsuit is ongoing, and there's actually a status conference this week in the federal courthouse in Detroit. I'll be there. I'll be interested to see. I haven't heard from the court has appointed monitors who are supposed to verify all the data, including caseload data that comes out of DHHS. I haven't been able to get them on the phone, so I don't know if they check an employee's work status when they verify these caseloads, if they look at this sort of information, make sure that an employee is in the office and working on the cases. I'll be interested to hear if the judge asked them that question on Thursday. So that's one way to watch for it, to see if there's a response from the court. But lawmakers are busy with the budget right now, and then they'll be looking to start these hearings. It'll be interesting to see if DHHS provides any more specifics or any sort of documentation that can dispute what the employees are saying.
And then once again, as you say to us, that both the chairman of the State House and Senate Oversight Committees are hoping to hear from anyone who worked with Department of Health and Human Services that might have information about that. So that would be State Senator Peter McGregor or State Representative Joseph Graves, hoping to hear from people.
Correct.
Justin Hinckley, Lansing State Journal. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Justin.
Thank you.